Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined, as always, by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
Doing great. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm pretty good. I got to be honest. I froze there for a second. I forgot what I call you. I want to point out really quickly that I am actively concussed. I do have a concussion. Tell the truth. This is my third podcast today with a fucking concussion. But the shows must go on.
And Tom has taken up amateur boxing, sort of a Fight Club
situation. That's I don't know if you guys saw the article about the Fight Club up in the Bronx, but that is me. That was me in the picture. It did look like
200 podcasters every day.
People thought that Jake Flores and Luis J. Gomez were just mad at each other because of Twitter, but actually a lot of stuff was happening in that Fight Club that led to a lot of the animosity you're seeing. We should introduce the guest here, and then we'll get into this concussion of mine real fast. Andy Woodhull's here. What a delight. How are you, Andy?
Hey, fellas. I'm good.
I'm so happy you're here, man. It's nice to
it's
see.
Great to be here with you.
Nice to see a friendly face, you know.
I want to hear about this concussion. Was it the kids at the park that you play basketball with?
No, but it was basketball related too.
12-year-olds that own you constantly.
They never own me. Actually, I fucking destroy
those
their asses. 12-year-olds
that you play basketball with, and when they pick teams, you're often left on the bench.
No, that doesn't happen, Andy. That's not what happens.
That's
first
what
of all,
you complained to me about.
First of all, no. And
you
second
like
of all, that was in confidence. That's exactly how it works out on the streets of Brooklyn. Is we all gather around every resident of Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, and everyone gets picked for a team, and I always get picked last. What a tragic story. But it's not true. I confessed to Andy that I was a mentor to a local child in this town on my court who constantly pumped me up by telling all of his friends what a great shooter I am. And did I dream him in my concussion in my concussion-y state? It's actually just a kid who's actively beating the shit out of me, and I'm like, "I'm your mentor. You respect me."
You taught him so much about winning fights.
No, friend of the show, maybe now enemy, I don't know, Shane Torres was trying to fire a behind-his-back flash pass to a teammate on the perimeter, and instead he just slammed it right into my fucking face, and it was almost as if he wanted it to go at my face with how accurate it went into my head.
It was wild to see. I was on the court as well. And just the second it happened, before I'd even seen you react, I was like, the game is over.
Yeah.
we're not playing anymore.
Yeah. And normally a ball to the head, like that happens. But this was the hardest pass he's ever thrown, I think. It was like he summoned some strength that, as if he had to save a child from under a vehicle. That he
and
used
behind the back, too.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to explain it earlier. It's like he had to have more torque. Like, because he was going to the perimeter, so he went behind the back, just directly into my face. And it was one of those things where I instantly had a headache. Like, my head was pounding immediately.
You're so bleeding, too.
And I was bleeding. I had a cut on my eye where I usually don't like to bleed from. That is, that's just a me thing. I normally, if I could pick one place to not bleed from, I'd go eye, and it just happened. It just so happened that that was the one place that I was bleeding from, and I didn't know that I had a concussion until I got a few steps away, and I was like, oh, my head is pounding, and I am want to throw up, and so. Yeah, it was that not a pleasant experience, and it was a brutal thing where we were gonna quit. I could have just left, and we played one more game, and it's always one more that gets you.
Playing the next game.
I was not playing great. Also, that hurt as well. Hard to say which hurt more, you know, because I had just had a good game where I subbed in and I hit a couple threes. I was feeling good. Won a game, and then just had to do that one more.
You know, they is when you're suffering a head wound, the best cure is listening to ska.
That is true. That is true. And that is what we will be doing today and what we have been doing today. Less than Jake is the subject, and Andy Woodhull is the guest.
Yeah. Andy,
can you tell us why less than Jake? You came up with it very quickly, which I was happy about because we booked you very last minute. And I was
clearly a fill-in.
No. You were not a fill-in. We actually just didn't book anybody. It's much worse. We just respect our guests so little that we ask.
From a head injury.
That's true.
Shane Torres is throwing basketballs at you behind his back.
Yeah, I'm certain. I kind of think he might have done it on purpose, and a lot of people seem to think that. Apparently, he's a bad guy. I don't know. I didn't say it.
Well, I always have loved Less Than Jake. I was a huge Less Than Jake fan in high school and college. Still like him. Don't listen to him as much. But today, when I was going through to pick songs, I listened to a release of theirs from this year, and it's fucking great.
Oh, they still shit. Got it. All right, they're that's still, good to know.
They're still putting out jams like you wouldn't believe.
Look
Maybe
at
you
that.
You want to dance your little face off. They're great.
Damn.
Do you remember when it was cool to have, like, you get an aftermarket CD player in the car, and then knowing if someone stole it, you had to put in a key CD.
What?
Do you guys remember?
No.
It was a safety feature. It was a safety feature. If your car was like separated, the stereo was separated from a battery, you could designate a key CD, and you would have to put that in to make it start up again.
I've never heard of this.
Mine was Less Than Jake, Hello Rock View.
That is... feels like technology that could not have been relevant for more than a calendar year.
That was my key on my 1994 Nissan NX 1600, baby.
Oh, hell yeah.
Couldn't even dream of getting the radio to play without that CD. And I would drive around with the T-tops off and blasting Less Than Jake all over Elkhart, Indiana.
Oh, shit. My key CD would, of course, be Alicia Keys. That's how I'd remember. I keep on robbing people CD players. I got to be honest. I think we've talked about this on the show, maybe, or maybe just I've said it to Tommy when this band has come up. But I never listened to Less Than Jake, and I didn't know that they were ska punk. I didn't even know the category that they were in. I think I got them mixed up with something else. I thought they were emo. I just thought they were straight up emo.
They say they're pop punk.
Yeah,
people say they're ska because of the horns, but I think they consider themselves pop punk from what I've read.
Sure. Whoa. Okay. What do you think about that, Andy? Does that piss you off?
I mean, I'll buy it. It's fine with me. Ska, pop punk, whatever it is, it's fucking great.
Sorry, buddy. You want some horns? You're ska. You want to mess this with ska? You're gonna get the horns.
Well, I mean, if you're just gonna say horns make it a ska band, then Huey Lewis and the News is a ska band. I think a great one at that. Ska than Huey Lewis and the News. Who was the second band I thought of that I would have defended? Said Less Than Jake is a no go.
Oh, interesting. It's funny because I thought that we had already done Less Than Jake, but I don't know what I was getting it mixed up with. Maybe it's just that a few people have pitched them, and I didn't know what to expect listening to it. Other than you set me up by saying that you liked ska, so I just was like, "Oh, this is going to be very horny baby. Tommy, what's your background with this band?
You know, I couldn't name a Less Than Jake song prior to today, but I was very aware of them as a band, and I thought I knew one song. I was like, well, I love that one song, and then I looked it up and it was a Real Big Fish song. So, I was like, oh, whoops. I guess
they played right after I finished the playlist. Real Big Fish came on, and I was like, this might be a different band, but I'm not certain. And then I only knew because it was the seventh song on a 6-song playlist. So I was like,
how dare you compare that sellout piece of shit and Real Big Fish with true artists like Less Than Jake?
Hell yeah. Really quick before I forget, because I want to plug it up top, and we haven't, I forgot to. We're dangerously close to 100 patrons on our Patreon, and when we do that, we decided we're gonna stream a Stand By Your Band Battle of the Bands. So get on there, just for the Patreon people, of course. But we're very, very close. And again, just like last week, if we get too many comments from the if you're a Patreon subscriber and you leave a comment about whatever band we're talking about, we will certainly read it. So you get a guaranteed, and it's only $3 a dang old month. That's cheaper than a cup of Tommy's piss. And I have been selling that for $3.50. it's the gift that keeps giving, that trick toilet I bought him for last Christmas. get in there, and it's cheaper if you do the whole year. You get a 10% discount. What a steal. A bunch of people joined this past week, so welcome to those people. But just wanted to get that out, get ahead of it, and now we can continue the stinking show. Andy, tell us a little more. So you're, what age are you when this is really hitting for
you? I'm 40.
You? No. And sex and location?
Yes, please. Right here on the floor. Come on.
Oh, perfect.
I would say like 15, 16.
Nice. Hell yeah.
When
I could see this.
First started really getting into LTJ.
Yeah, baby. I could see that really popping off right around then. Should we go ahead and hear a song? I didn't realize, like, I had heard some of this definitely from, look at that, Shane Torres. How's the Eye Man? 25 hours later. Piece of shit. bad. I had heard them on Tony Hawk. They're a band that fits into that realm. I don't even know what song, but I'm certain I've heard them before.
Makes sense. I saw them on the Warped Tour more than once.
Yeah, baby, they're a big Warped Tour band, according to a lot of the comments that I was reading here. Let's go ahead and hear All My Best Friends Are Metalheads.
This is a fair request, and I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager. If you will constantly remind yourself that some of my generation judges people by their race, their belief, or the color of their skin, and that this is no more right than saying all teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers.
My best friends are metalheads.
What a great jam, right, fellas?
I liked it.
That was very fun.
I was really getting into it.
I gotta tell you, I'm kind of pissed off because and this may have been an irresponsible pick, because I don't think it's good to bang your head around while you have a concussion. But I'm doing it, baby. I like that. Doing it anyway.
You can see Tom's brain coming out of his ear.
Yeah, I enjoyed that quite a bit. What why that song, Andy?
Well, listen, that's the number one song right there because it was the first concert I ever went to. My brother took me. He lived in Milwaukee. I think I was 16, and I drove from Indiana to Milwaukee.
Ooh.
And with friends, and we went to see the Ska Against Racism concert. Ska took on racism back in 97 or 98.
And how did that turn out? Who won?
Ska won. Racism's over. Ska has been fighting against racism since the late 90s. And God damn if they didn't do it, you know?
That did come up in the Facebook comments. Yeah. It's not racism tour, so it's funny you were there.
Really?
That is really funny.
I had a great time. So much fun. It was like, and I bought a t-shirt because I had so much fun. I wanted people to know that I went to a cool concert, so I had a Ska Against Racism t-shirt. And they were out of my size, and I bought one that was super small. So I was already self-conscious about wearing it because of how tight it was.
Sure.
That's what I was concerned about, how tight the shirt was. And I was 17 or 18 at the time. My body was sick. You know, I wasn't ashamed of my body. It was just a tight shirt.
Sure, sure.
And then a very cool black guy at my school told me that I should never wear that shirt again.
Oh, man.
That was the only time the shirt was ever worn.
That's the worst, man. When you have a shirt that you're... Did he say it because of the fit or because of the message?
You know what? I didn't ask. I was self-conscious, and then he was much cooler than me, and I was like, all right, I guess I made a mistake. But
sucks when a cool kid ruins a shirt for you. I had that happen. I may have told this story on the podcast before. I don't know, but I had a kid. I used to wear and-one basketball shirts all the time. I would wear them to school, and I thought they were the coolest shit that ever existed. And I had one shirt that said, I hope you brought lotion because you're about to get burned. sick burn on whoever I'm about to play. And this kid who was very cool goes, well, I hope you brought lotion because I'm trying to masturbate. never again did I wear that shirt to school because it was also at an age where I was very ashamed of even the word masturbate. I was like, don't say shit like that.
That's inappropriate. And not a Big Johnson shirt?
Damn, that might have been their collaboration. Their very unpopular collaboration. They finally got together, and it did not go well for me. You mentioned that you drove from Indiana. You're a fellow Hoosier. When did you leave Indiana, Andy?
When I graduated from high school.
Ooh!
I moved to St. Louis.
That's right.
To go to college.
You're a slew man,
home for
huh?
A few summers, but yeah, slew man. And then I never. I mean, I went back, but that was the last I lived in Indiana. Was when I was in high school.
Damn! You ever miss it?
Which is going to come up as we get further into Ooh. Less than Jay
yes.
and their lyrics and the meanings.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I won't get us too far ahead then.
And their influence on a young Andy Woodhull.
I won't get us too far ahead in the story of Andy Woodhull and Less Than Jake. We should take a quick break because we got a segment we got to get to involving a one Jared Thompson. And so we will be right back with more Stand By Your Band. All right, we're back with some more Stand By Your Band, and we have a segment to get to, Andy. It's,
can't wait.
It's a listener favorite. We every episode go to our friend and foe of the show, Jared Thompson, our resident snob of music, and a person who claims he created the podcast. Not fact. In fact, that is not true. Jared gives his thoughts on each band we do. I'm very curious what he's going to say about this very band. I kind of thought he might opt out. I wasn't sure if he had any thoughts on them, but It looks like he has about 2 minutes worth. So
I'm also excited to hear, because I just listened to you guys with Amy Silverberg.
Yes.
And you said in that episode, what he says might differ depending on how much he respects the comedian. And I'm pretty sure he respects me not at all. So
I'm sure he'll, I'm sure we'll find out in a moment. All right, here's They Went to Jared.
What's up, y'all? It's this week's They Went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Les and Jake. I remember this band from like the tail end of when I used to book punk shows. And I think they're from Florida. I think they're from Gainesville. I could be wrong about this, but I just remember like the Hot Water Music, Les and Jake people sort of coming into the punk scene at the tail end of, you know, I got married not long after this, so I kind of punched my card out of like going to shows or whatever. But God, I mean, I don't remember this, but it sucks, man. I just tried to listen to it and it just sucks. Like it's almost like you take all the types of music that influence this and like there's good artists, you know, in all walks of that. And they just took the worst shit from each thing and just made it into this. It's horrible. And I know there's a lot of people out there who are younger than me who this is sort of what they came up with. And so they are not going to like that I'm saying this, but it's just not good. Like it's just not good. I wish I could put it, I could be more articulate about it. It's just, I feel embarrassed when I listen to it. Like this type of music, just how did this happen? That this ever became popular? Like, I mean, I remember the Voodoo Glow Skulls, which they also had horns, and they were a band that I kind of dabbled in at some point, and I'm sure I'd be embarrassed listening to them too, but this just seems worse than that, which in my mind is as bad as it gets in the first place. So anyway, I'm sorry to offend anybody out there that's into this shit, but it sucks. All right, bye.
All right, well, you got your answer, Andy. No.
It's weird because that is the exact same thing he said about my stand-up. Word for word, same review.
Were you familiar with the Voodoo Glow Skins or whatever the fuck that band was?
They sound familiar, but no, I don't know. I'm not. I don't know who they were. I can't remember any of their jams. You know, I just feel Jared's wrong, man. They got a cool sound. They got two singers. They got a hot ass horn section, and the songs make me happy when I listen to them.
I gotta tell you, I'm pretty surprised that he was that harsh on them, because I did not find them to be repulsive at all. Like listening to the music, I was like, this is, you know what it is? It was like acceptable punk for me, like the pop punk thing. It felt like a precursor to a lot of the bands that I liked when I was, you know, 15, like or 19, even like a band like Fall Out Boy or something. Like I felt very similar vibes from them, like a very acceptable punk to me, not something. Whereas like Rancid or something like that, or the Operation Ivy or whatever, is stuff that I'm like, I get it, but I don't really have interest in listening to it. This is something a little more poppy that I can get into.
I have a theory, which is so there's one of the I searched. We always search Andy the band plus controversy every time we do this.
Yes,
and the Les and Jake really has no controversies. You know, they the only thing I found was one time in Pensacola, Florida, the Westboro Baptist.
This is the only thing I found too. Yeah,
picketed their show. And I'm starting to think it might have just been Jared, and they got confused.
They thought that they thought he was the Westboro Baptist. He does look like that, especially back then.
Was there
never was.
Why they? Well,
no,
I mean,
no, they were getting grouped. They were getting grouped together with like Lady Gaga and shit, and it doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's just another. Yeah, those are other artists the Westboro Church was mad about.
Sure.
But yeah, there was no explanation for why they were at that show in particular ever.
Lady Gaga is one of the influence they stole from and just did the shittiest version.
Yes. And they traveled forward in time.
What a waste of a time machine. Hmm? Andy, what would you do with the time machine? The concussion's kicking in.
Great question. There was a time that Cheez-Its made these Monterey Jack big ones. You know, you can only get big and original flavor, but for a time they made a Monterey Jack flavor, yeah. And they were great for putting toppings on. I go back in time, I give me some of those crackers.
I get a bunch
of boxes, I bring them to the future, I change the label, people don't even know they exist anymore, I make $1 million on the hottest Cheez-It that ever existed.
Dude, have you had the extra cheese Cheez-Its? I think that's what they are. They're like cheesier. Let me see here.
I mean, probably. I try every product Cheez-It puts out. It's a great company.
They put out so many different products, and I got to tell you, I was wrong to be shitty about this. So there's an extra cheesy Cheez-It, and another friend of the show, Jeffrey Asmus, who was on at some point. I can't remember who he defended.
He did Oasis.
That's
with,
right.
Ragav.
With Ragav, yes. Jeff and I were in Cincinnati, and we were sharing an Airbnb. And, you know, Jeff's not doing well financially. He doesn't take care of himself. He's kind of a dumbass. And I asked him, I was like, look, I'm going to pick up some booze for the Airbnb because we're gonna hang out. And I was like, do you want anything else? And the only thing he asked for was Cheez-Its. He goes, can you get some Cheez-Its? Those rip. And I was like, all right. And the only kind they had was the extra cheesy. So I got those, and he was like, I don't know. And then we both had them. We were like, this is the best thing I've ever had. And it's so good.
Oh, wow.
Such a good – I can't – and we are sponsored. We're brought to you this week by Cheez-It, by Big Cheez-It.
Congrats, guys. What a big sponsor.
That's right. Thank they finally so decided to enter the podcasting market, and we're the one. Anyway, that's a great answer, Andy. Great answer. Should we hear another song?
Yeah.
Let's hear another one. I also looked up the controversy thing, and that's the only thing I found too. They seem to be decent guys. There doesn't seem to be anything.
They're just out there playing their horns, having a good time.
Yeah, and the guy was funny about it. I read an interview with him where he was talking about getting picketed, and he was like, maybe they found out the truth that we worship the devil and love to play guitars, and it's pretty funny. Line. Let's listen to the next song that I here we go. Let's hear Overrated Everything Is. Overrated-Everything Is. That is overrated. Everything is.
Yeah, I love how they put the title like how Yoda would say it.
They absolutely do. Do you think they'd be Yoda's favorite band?
Yeah, I think they would be.
I don't think
so. Can you imagine skanking with those little legs just kicking them around?
I gotta tell you, I really enjoyed that song. This is, I've said this about a few bands that we've talked about in the past couple months, where if I had listened to this band, I would have been really into them. I'm almost certain of it. I really like a lot of this, and I'm kind of pissed off that I missed out on this being a band that I got to be into, because this is exactly the type of shit that if I had heard this when I was like 16, I think I would have really popped off to it.
Just talking about, yeah, sex is overrated.
Yeah, I'm 16. Yeah. It's so overrated that I'm not gonna have it for another 5 years.
That's why I picked that song. I picked it because that's the mood of those years of your lives when you're into Lesson Jacob. Everything sucks. Even the two things that are the best,
yeah,
sex and getting wasted.
Getting wasted. That would hit me today. I was like, yeah, getting wasted all the time is a bit overrated, but yeah, you still got to do it. That's the fucked up thing. Yeah, I enjoyed that. Tommy, what do you think?
Yeah, of the playlist, that's not my favorite, but I don't love the lyrics, but I enjoy the sound.
I really liked. Maybe it's the concussion that's bringing me back. The concussion's changed me. It's almost like Rookie of the Year when the guy breaks his arm and all of a sudden he can throw. Now I can hear music differently. I can appreciate any kind of music. Yeah, I did enjoy that. Let's keep cruising along to these tunes.
All right.
The next song I think we should play is "History of a Boring Town," and we should say these guys are from Florida. And I saw on the Facebook there was a hilarious mishap that happened between. I gotta find the names here. I think it was Holly Moore. Is that right? I'm gonna be pissed if I'm wrong about this. And Samantha. Shit, this really is concussion shit. Where I can Sam Ruddy.
How many phones am I holding?
There was a great moment where Samantha Ruddy wrote this thing about how proud they are of being from Florida and she likes that. And then Holly Moore wrote, "They're one of my first shows. Their anti-hometown sentiment really spoke to me as a teenager. Their music holds up." And they're right next to each other in a long list of responses. And they are from Florida. I respect what is happening there, which is like, I feel that about Indiana. I love Bloomington. I love Indiana in a lot of ways. And at the same time, God, I fucking hate Indiana. I really do. The fact that they could not wait to go red for Trump, it was like, it was the first one and it was the only one for a while that they were like, no, that one we can call. That one we're sure about.
We're not even counting the votes. We just looked at the people.
Yeah, we just happened into a Walmart in Martinsville, and now we know that Trump is going to win. And I was in Indiana, a month ago, and I was like, yeah, this one might be going to Trump. I don't know. All right, let's hear "History of a Boring Town." History of a Boring Town. Andy,
I love that song. That might be my favorite Less Than Jake song. It has everything I want in a song. Horns, guys going, whoa, whoa, whoa. and talking about a boring town they gotta leave.
what if they just it's mentioned that big Cheez-It in there? Then that would be perfect. Oh,
I think a lot of people are going to say that that Cheez-It talk was the best, some of the best Stand By Your Band moments of all time.
I've been thinking about starting an all Cheez-It podcast where I only talk about the different flavors of Cheez-Its and the releases and stuff and the limited editions.
Honestly,
special shapes.
You could probably get away with it. They're more prolific than Tupac Shakur. They put out more shit. It's so much content that they're putting out in form of food that you consume.
Can I say that Less Than Jake is Cheez-Its and Voodoo Glow Skulls are Cheez Nips? That's how I feel.
Damn.
Hot take over here.
Don't do it to them.
They are shaking right now.
that song I enjoyed. I liked, so the way I arranged this playlist for myself, the back half really got me where I was like, I could listen to more of this. But that song I did enjoy, and I relate. I relate.
Yeah, you're married in Indiana. I'm like,
you gotta
this
get out.
Sucks. I want to leave.
Well, man. I'm from a cool part of Indiana, but I get why you would want to leave. The people from where you're from are trash, and
I am very nostalgic for it. But I also wanted to leave real bad when I was 17.
So can we tell this story real fast about your album cover?
That's how nostalgic I am for Indiana. Elkhart, I did like 2 years ago, I did a show in my hometown, Elkhart, and it was one of the most fun shows I ever did in my life. And then when it came time to do another album, I thought, oh, let me do another one. Let me do another show in Elkhart. It was so fun. I would love to capture that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Elkhart flag is an elk, you know, with big elk horns in front of a heart and then these blue wavy lines.
Yes. Yes.
And so I thought it'd be cool to just like put my face on the elk, keep the horns, the blue wavy lines, all that. And then I show it to a good friend of ours, and he goes, it looks gay.
I mean, we got it. Can we not say who it is? Do you think that'd be fucked up?
Tommy Johnny.
Tommy Johnny goes,
and
it just seems
moment,
like he wasn't saying it like, he didn't mean it in the derogatory sense. He didn't mean like, oh, that, like, he wasn't saying it flippantly like, oh, that's gay or something. Like, that's, he meant like, this seems like you're trying to put out an album
you, my friend, have made a mistake and have accidentally made an album that looks like you're gay and like it's
and
gonna
this
be
is
about
like,
me
it's
gay.
Like a, yeah. That's what the album is going to be.
Uh-huh.
And
nothing
what was,
negative, it was, he just felt that I had made a big mistake.
And what was
in
really funny
who
about
I am
it is
what the album would be.
You had already kind of gone through the process of making this, and then
it's set up like I got the photo out and I was like, this is done. I just sent it to the record label. It's approved. It wasn't a moment of like, give me some notes.
Yeah.
It was a moment of like, this is dumb. This is done. You know.
The best part though was then
he
his wife came out. Said the exact same thing.
Yeah, he went to get his, and she said the same thing. And then, even to this day, you know, maybe it looks gay. I don't know if it does. Well, hopefully, my comedy reached some new people.
I think it's good. I mean, that's a good thing to happen. So, but it was just funny that they both had the same note. what a great time! Shall we hear another song from this?
What's the album called? I'm trying to look this up right now.
It's Live from Elkhart. Yeah, Live from Elkhart. Check it out, by the way. If you don't know about Andy Woodhull, I played him on I'm a Good Man. I played him on the Comedy Central podcast to promote his album because he's one of the goddamn best at what he does, which is stand-up comedy. Get in there.
Hey, let me tell you something about Less Than Jake. You mentioned this a moment ago. I just remembered. They are from Gainesville. And one of my favorite nights on the road doing stand-up was a piano bar in Gainesville. You ever do that, kid?
No, I've never been to Gainesville. I've only done I've done very little in Florida. I've only done Tampa. I've done both clubs in Tampa. I did Side Splitters and the Improv. And then I've done the Orlando Improv. And that might be it. I think that's all I've done there. Yeah, I haven't spent a lot of time in Florida doing stand-up. I don't know why. There was a cool festival there, the like Orlando Indie Fest or whatever, but I didn't get around to that. It seems like they have a cool scene, but it, like, there's some funny people from there. Like Nick Pupo, I think, is from there. But yeah, I just have not spent a lot of time down there. It was not my jam.
So I'm in Gainesville. I know less than Jake is from there. For first part of the story, I don't text. I don't have their numbers, but I tweet less than Jake. Like, I'm in Rock City, baby. You know, it's something like that. And they tweeted back to me. It was cute. You know,
oh, they did?
God, I can't.
What'd they say?
Less than Jake's getting back to me. I don't remember. I don't remember exactly what I said or what they said back. But it was enough that I was having a great night. And then the show sucked. There was only like four people there, but it was at this piano bar. And whoever the opening act was very musical, as was the host who owned the piano bar. And I can play drums as good as probably a ninth grader that's had a year's worth of private lessons but never really practiced on their own. And then for like 2 hours, they played piano and guitar, and I drummed with basically no one else in the bar, but it was so fucking fun.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. I also did find the exchange. God damn, I'm good at this. you wrote, at less than Jake, I'm in... Oh, let me do your voice.
I'm in Gainesville right now, and everyone I talk to says they're friends with one of you.
Hashtag Rock City. They write back, probably are, dot, dot, say hi for us. And
hell yeah. I'm friends with them, man.
That's sick, dude. You're very tight with them.
Your album cover looks gay.
And it's not, okay. Then they wrote, dot, 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 not that there's anything wrong with that.
Les and Jake would never say that. They're all about tolerance.
Yes, so
they
are we.
Single-handedly fought racism.
That is true. And they won.
Well, not
and we all know that.
There were many other bands there.
But did you feel like they were fighting it harder than the other bands?
I don't know.
I don't know. All right. We should take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Stand By Your Band. All right, we're back with some more Stand By Your Band. We got a few more songs to get through here, and then we, of course, have to get to all the Peanut Gallery, who has comments about this band. A lot of comments about this band, so I want to give an ample amount of time. But let's hear Look What Happened.
And I swear it's the last time, and I swear it's my last try, and we'll walk in circles around this whole block, walk on the cracks on the same old sidewalks, and we'll talk about leaving town, yeah, we'll talk about leaving, I swear, it's the last time, and I swear, it's my last try.
I really fucking like that song. I thought that was sick. I was really into that. That might be my favorite one on, and I like that they, you know, I love the other guy's voice coming in. It sounds great. And that was where they sounded like Fall Out Boy to me. That other guy's voice sounds a lot like Patrick Stumps. And I really enjoyed it. I was into that a lot. Yeah, that might be my favorite song. I don't remember, though. Because I have a concussion, and so it could happen that there's one song left that I know isn't it. But
wait, we should do a concussion check. Just who won the election?
Oh, obviously Donald J. I was saying I tweeted this and people didn't enjoy it enough, so I deleted it. But that makes it good enough for the podcast, which is I think it'd be so funny if somebody time traveled to right now. And you know how in movies they'll be like, oh, who's the president? Or if they have amnesia or something, or like wake up from a coma, they go, who's the president? And then somebody be like, have to, it depends on where you're at. Like, some people, well, clearly it's Donald Trump and he won again. And despite what these liberals say, and you're like, no, I just want to know what year it is. I should have said that probably. But yeah, it's one of the rare times in American history where it's controversial to say who won the election. Oh boy. But you know what? The second that Biden takes office, all this stuff will go away. Yeah. Everything will be just fine.
Yeah.
All right. Let's listen to Johnny Quest thinks we're sellouts. Johnny Quest thinks we're sellouts. I like the I like the album art on this one. I'm in case we post this to YouTube, which I think I'm going to if this is cool. If it's cool with you, Andy, do you care if we post this to YouTube?
Yeah, you can post it to YouTube.
My man. All right. Yeah, that I think that album art's pretty sick. It looks kind of like a Dinosaur Jr. Cover, which I like, except for the font of Less Than Jake. But
yeah, this was one of my intro songs to Less Than Jake, one of the first ones. I loved it. I like to think back on the days when selling out was such a horrible thing. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, we, like, you sell out before you even create something.
Selling out is the new not selling out. It's pretty cool.
A lot of people have accused my Cheez-It podcast of being a sellout show. And I think...
And Cheez-Its has sued me so many times that you would think. I love the idea of a guy who's like, no, I'm still doing it. Even if
I can't stop eating the crackers.
You get a lawsuit. You get fucking summons to court.
Oh, man. I one thing that made me like this band, I definitely heard them before in Tony Hawk and stuff, but today when I was listening to them, I listened to, did you ever listen to TV EP, Andy?
No, I don't think so.
So that's just they just covered a bunch of TV theme songs. They do like Scooby-Doo, Animaniacs.
Oh, maybe I did.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's just like 11 minutes of covers. They do the Malcolm in the Middle song, and it just it's like, oh, they're having fun. You know, they're doing they're
life doing is unfair.
That's true.
That's sick. I like that they did that. I'm you know. I love a TV. We did a whole Patreon episode. No, we did a whole regular episode.
Yeah, Sam Evans. Yeah.
Damn, that was back in the day when we put that sort of shit on the main feed.
Covers.
Never again. From now on, you gotta subscribe to the Patreon to get shit like that. yeah, I love that they do that. I liked that song. I was into that song. I do think that what that means is that Look What Happened is my favorite song on this playlist. That leaves us with one left, which is Jin Doesn't Like Me Anymore. And I want to say, if I got into this band when I was 16, this probably would have been my favorite song. Just angry at some lady and proud of myself that I don't care what this girl thinks. But this is Jin Doesn't Like Me Anymore.
Jen. No, she doesn't fucking like me anymore. Jen.
Yeah.
Jen doesn't like.
I made out with a girl named Jen once, you know, around this time. I made out with her in college, and then she didn't really want to hang out again after that. And I made a CD with just that song on it 10 times. And I gave it to her.
Wait, you did? Well, I think that's like, enough for us to cancel like Andy Woodhull. Cancel Andy. Cancel Andy.
At the time, I was like, her name's Jen. She'll probably think it's cool that Jen is in this song, and I didn't think about it until later that, like, oh, I probably seem like a real
huge
psycho.
Asshole and psycho. By the way, Andy, yeah. Look at this album.
I was an
art.
Asshole.
Look
I
at that.
Really
that's how you make an album art. <That's>
a- It's a really cool album cover. I thought mine was cool.
Not one part of you goes, hey, I think these guys, you know.
Oh, my God. I thought of a good title for your mixtape that you gave to that lady. You could have called it Jen Things You Hate About Me? ? Might have softened the blow.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
Oh, man, we don't know each other that well, so I felt some real disdain there.
No, that was genuine. It also reminded me of going to Lesson J concerts and everybody chanting the Jen part. It was real fun. Real fun.
That does seem
dancing
like it would be
in
fun.
The mosh pit at the Lesson J concerts.
Yeah, that seems like it would be a good time, especially when the music cuts and Jen. Yeah, that would be
all
fun.
Us fellas chanting.
Yeah, just all, of course, it's. Yeah, I'm assuming for that part,
so
it's
many
all
Jen.
Guys. and the Jen that you, the Jen you made out with, confirm or deny, Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, it was Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, you confirm. Okay, good.
Yeah, confirm.
That does it for the playlist. And now we have a very important segment to get to, which is the Peanut Gallery's thoughts on Less Than Jake. And Patreon people chimed in hard. So I think we got to read some of the Facebook and Twitter, I think, this week. But Allie McElwee writes, saw them at Warped Tour 2003. As a Hot Topic wearing eighth grader, clearly their target audience, just realized that Alexis Bledel from Gilmore Girls is the girl in the She's Gonna Break Soon video, LOL. Interesting.
Cool. She's Gonna Break Soon, good song too, but came out a little later than the other stuff, I think.
Interesting. I don't know. All right. Trevor Rodman says, the singer's nasally-ass voice is tough to listen to. $5 bin version of Sublime and the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Damn. Trevor going in. Ron Trimbath, new Patreon subscriber, I believe, or maybe a returning one, says, while other bands like Real Big Fish or the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones or Goldfinger might be the more revered bands from the ska punk era, I would argue that Less Than Jake's Bomb Drop is the absolute quintessential single from the era. I know this because every time this song comes on when I'm playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater, a puka shell necklace just magically appears on my neck out of nowhere like it was 1999 once again. You got to sell those puka necklaces if they're free, Ron. You got to make a profit. There's a lot of people don't know. There's a lot of money coming in on those these days. John Bilancini, I think, commented twice. He said, it's level 1-2, not the castle. I don't know if that's a follow-up or if it's...
Is it talking about Mario Brothers?
Also, he said, should have known Tommy would nail it eventually. Maybe these are, he might be commenting on other, he's commenting on other posts. My bad. It's very confusing. Patreon does not make it easy for me, but now you got two right in here. But he said, should have known Tommy would nail it eventually. I want to see if that's related to this.
That's from the sex tape.
Oh, no, that's also from the other one. So this is from another episode we did on the Patreon. We did video game theme music, so... Mm. get on there to hear that. It was very fun. It's so funny because I was so confused by by those two comments, and now I fully know what he's talking about. Okay, Zach Drake wrote, Less Than Jake is cool. It's not a band I'm going to listen to entire albums, but they are a great playlist band. Also completely unrelated, Scott, he'll know it's him, tells me every week when I ask if he heard the Friday Funnies, no, I'm going to sign up. Now your ass has been called out, so subscribe to the Patreon already. You heard it here, Scott. Zach called you out. You listen to the show and you don't even have the guts to subscribe to the Patreon, Scott. It's $3 a month. You could find that under your damn couch cushions, and I know you can. I see into your home right now, Scott. What people don't realize is when they subscribe to this podcast, even the main feed, we do through what Apple and also what Jeff Bezos has allowed in the Zuckerberg crew, him and his cronies.
His cronies, yeah.
have given us. You were not paying attention to the courts, sir. We have access into your home. We can see, and I know there's $3 worth of quarters falling between those cushions every goddamn month. So get on that Patreon. Zach called you out, and now I am too. Thank you, Scott, for your $3 a month that I will be waiting for. wait, is this another one? Oh, Zach also wrote...
disregard last message.
He said, hey, I was fucked up on that last one. Scott is struggling right now and truly cannot afford that. No, he said, hey, most of my note is calling out my friend who loves the podcast is fucking lazy and won't subscribe because he forgets. You don't have to read that shit, but he deserves it at this point. All right, well, I read both of them, all right? So I have a concussion, Zach. You can't confuse me.
Zach, you want to get on the messages. Patreon to my other podcast, talking shit about Scott. That's all we do. People write in and we say shit about Scott, that piece of shit.
All right, let's go to Facebook and Twitter where we do have a lot of all comments right. here.
Yeah, I'll do Twitter while you look up Facebook.
Yeah, you go to. Let's do Twitter first. Let's do it.
All right, so we've got Jared Logan.
Yes,
last week's guest.
Recent guest.
Oh, we had the same birthday, Jared Logan and I.
Oh shit!
Is that right?
Fact.
Similar music taste.
November 20th, 1938. Old asses. God, Armin.
Jared said, they are fantastic. Another of my favorites. Tell the guests that I agree that Less Than Jake is incredibly great. And then a little bit later, pause, tell them he just defended Imagine Dragons. So, what does that say about you? I won't get to all these, but yeah, if you want to make sure you skip it, go to the Patreon. Tom Juba said was mine and what seemed like everyone I know's first concert. It was your first concert, Andy. So mm-hmm.
It was, yeah.
Josh Austin says, make sure Tommy repeats the inappropriate joke he made about their name on Patreon. I will not. You have to subscribe to hear that inappropriate.
I don't even remember. Shit, I have to subscribe to the Patreon? God damn it.
Ooh, Tim Claridge said more like less than thrilled. Youch.
Is he mean about us or about the band? That one hurt my feelings.
Nick Porcaro said, all my best friends are metalheads. Song one from the playlist was a standout on the Digimon movie soundtrack.
That's
whoa. Oh, what a hot movie.
And then the last one I'll read. I want to get the name. One of these names that donate in fun bank is all I can read from the name at this point in time. So they said, as a teenage band nerd, they made me feel like I could maybe be cool. Definitely would not have played trumpet in a ska band without them. And I think that's nice.
Yeah.
That is nice. There are so many on the Facebook that I'm sorry, but I can only read like six of these. We don't have time. The first one I want to read is from Katie East, who says, favorite all-time band, seen them maybe 15 times since I was 14. damn, favorite all-time band. Reading that sort of thing makes me go, like, I owe these people some... I think that's why I listened to the playlist with some a more open heart, because I was like... And I am having open heart surgery on top of... Now that I have this concussion, I thought, just to be safe. no, that's... I mean, that's quite a statement to say, favorite all-time band. Will Carey writes, love them. I interviewed the guitarist / singer Chris Demakez, or Demakez? I don't know how to say his name. I'm sorry. I only listened to them for the first time today. He said, I interviewed him earlier this year, and he was very nice. Their tour with Real Big Fish and Streetlight Manifesto is one of the most fun shows I've seen. Very fair. All right. I want to skip down here to Sam Ruddy, who wrote, Anthem is a perfect blend of ska, pop, and punk. Hello Rock View is a really fun album that feels like a late 90s time capsule. I love how into being from Florida they are. It's always fun when bands have hometown pride, and Florida just works perfectly for them. Their albums are all very easy to imagine being recorded in a flat, humid, weird Florida college town. I think of all the ska punk bands of that era, they really did the best job of incorporating both almost 50-50. They also put on an amazing live show, and I think I've seen them live more than any other band.
Wow.
And a lot of people agreed with that. And then I said earlier, Holly Moore wrote, they were one of my first shows. Their anti-hometown sentiment really spoke to me as a teenager. Their music holds up. Yeah, a lot of people agreed with both of those people, which is funny. Let's see here. There was a few others here. I can't tell what the song is, so I'm going to skip that. But a lot of people seem to love them live. So now I'm, you know, pretty pissed that I didn't get a chance to see them live. More than one person made a Better Than Ezra joke about Less Than Jake. So just know that you weren't the only one if you did it. I wanted to read Mary Houlihan just wrote, oh no. and then she did say, okay, I do have a question, actually. They have a song called Last One Out of Liberty City. It starts with an
Burn
intro. It starts with an intro. Last one out of Liberty City, burn it to the ground. I don't know much about Florida, so I was listening to a podcast, some kind of storytelling. The person was talking about being from Liberty City and that it's predominantly black. It's not such a safe neighborhood, etc. And so that Less Than Jake song popped into my head, and I was like, wait, what are they going for? Now I think the song is potentially racially, in quotes, strange. Am I missing something? Is Last One Out of Liberty City, burn it to the ground, a line from a movie? Were there riots in Liberty City that they're referring to? I'm just getting a bad feeling. Anyways, ask your guests, LOL. So, Andy, do you know anything about this? Do you have any thoughts?
No, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know anything about Liberty City. I just thought it sounded cool to say Last One Out of Liberty City, burn it to the ground. I know that they're very against racism and have done concerts in support of that cause.
So Tommy did tell her that that they did do a tour that was anti-racism. Less Than Jake tackling racism on tour from an MTV article. And so we do know that they did fix it. So that was kind of a stupid question. Nate Fritzen says, great live show. Nate Fritzen famously defended the Cherry Pop and Daddies on this show.
Yes.
So when you brought up Sky, I almost brought that up, but a lot of people on here talking about how great they are in concert. Bob Grinnett says, hello Rockview, Pezcore, and Losing Streak are perfect. I have a lot of good memories tied to those albums, but I think they still hold up on their own. Catchy, fun, sometimes funny. Anthem is obviously great, and the one everyone likes, but those three albums were on constant loop for me in high school. All right. that does it for the comments. Like I said, man, there was a ton of Facebook comments. I'm sorry we don't have time to read them all, but if you get on the Patreon, we will. You get a guaranteed read. So $3 a dang old month. So do it up. Now it's time for final thoughts and review. Andy, give us your final thoughts on Less Than Jake.
Well, they're a great band. They're a fun band. They're a band that, you know, when I listen to, makes me remember a certain time in my life. And now I know they're still rocking with Hob 2020 tracks. And so how are you going to beat that? They got two singers, which is one of my favorite things in music when they sing back and forth. And more horns, more fun.
All right. Fair enough.
That's it.
Fair enough. Tommy, I think I did you go first last time or did I? I doesn't matter.
I forget. Yeah.
I'll go first.
Okay, cool.
Or did you say I didn't hear what you said. Sorry. I liked this a lot. I liked this more than I thought I would. Not all of it would I revisit, or, you know, it's a band that, not unlike a few that we've covered in the, like I said, in the past couple months, I'm jealous of a version of myself that did listen to this as a 16-year-old, because I think I would have really liked it. Whereas now I probably won't be revisiting it. It's one of those things that would have really touched me as a 16-year-old, and you know. But I did enjoy listening to it today, so I'm not, you know, maybe I will revisit songs like Look What Happened, or Overrated Everything Is. having said that, you know, it wasn't all for me. I think I feel comfortable with about a 4.25 out of 6 for this playlist, which is not bad. Like, that for a band that I knew so little of and did enjoy more than I thought I would, 4.25 out of 6. That's what I'm going with. Tommy, what do you think?
Well, maybe I also suffered a concussion recently, because I was going to give a very similar score in the same headspace. But yeah, I think it was really fun. And again, same, I didn't really listen to this band a lot. I couldn't name a song, like I was saying. But everything I read about them, it just seems like they put out a bunch of music, they play a bunch of shows, they're just lifers. And I watched a video of them performing in 2017, and it just looked like a really fun show, and they just seem like they love what they're doing. And I like the sound, you know, I love the bass sound. And yeah, the only thing I didn't like, I don't like some of the lyrics, but, you know, it's not for me. Specifically Overrated, and the Gen 1 seemed a little incel-y.
The Gen 1 felt very incel-ish.
But yeah, I was going to say, yeah, 4 out of 6.
But I'm so happy to hear that you put it on a playlist 10 times.
So
not like what like a psycho would do, just like a good guy.
Yeah, no, like, just like a guy that thought that you would like that song.
So, Andy, now that you're canceled, what do you give this playlist?
Matt, you think I'm canceled for that?
I mean, it's pretty fucked up what you did, but no. I think everybody knows you're a good man, and
you know, she broke my heart. kiss a guy and then not answer his calls to your dorm room phone. Was before texting.
You do get to rate the playlist out of 6. What do you got?
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Well, it's a 6 out of 6. I picked the songs, man. They're all jams.
Hey, that's fair.
Hot,
you'd be surprised. There's been times on this fucking show where we've offered the guest this opportunity and they rate the playlist lower than I did. And don't think I've forgotten about it.
It is not something that I would probably hear now and get into, but it reminds me of a time that was happy in my life, going to concerts when I was young, and it's fun.
Hell yeah.
And I'm telling you, these new 2020 jams, they're good too.
I buy it, brother. I buy it. You know what else is fun? Is that we just got an announcement that the movie show will be premiering November 27th. I meant to bring this up way earlier in the show, but it's true. The show that Andy and I wrote on and shared an office for right up until COVID started and slightly after. maybe a little too late after, frankly. we'll be premiering November 27th on Sci-Fi, so check that out. Andy, what else would you like people to check out on your end? Obviously, the album Live from Elkhart.
And, yeah, Live from Elkhart.
And your Dry Bar special, huh?
What's that? Dry Bar special, if you want. If you want some good, clean comedy, go check out that Dry Bar special. And make a Pandora Spotify channel with my name, Andy Woodhull. I got 5 albums on there. Wow.
Yeah, Andy showed me how powerful Pandora could be. And I wish I had never opened Pandora's box because it made me feel bad that I do not have an album on there. But no, check out Andy's shit. Andy's one of the fucking best comics, and I love him to death. And I'm so happy you guys joined us, and that
thanks for having
me. And that our fucking show's gonna come out. I thought it wasn't gonna happen. I thought it wasn't going to happen. I thought COVID took it away from us, but now we're going to get to see some fucked up shit on Sci-Fi.
It's the silliest fucking show, and it's so fun. And I can't believe anyone would not like it if they watched it.
Some of the most insane things they let us get away with, and I cannot wait to see them. I'm so jealous of you, Andy, that you get to be there to see it get filmed, because you're... in Los Angeles, of course.
Well, Tom, what do you think the craziest thing? Maybe you give a little tease for people who want to watch the show. What do you think the craziest thing?
Well, they didn't. The creators of the show would not let us get away with saying that Hillary Clinton murdered.
Who was that?
We claimed the Clintons of a lot of murder stuff. we accused them of quite a bit that did not make it to print. The liberal media is keeping us down, but I did voiceover for the Michael Myers thing that I'm very excited for people to hear, and even that I was like, I can't believe this is the final option, is that I'm doing this goofy ass voice.
Do you want to give your listeners a little taste of what Michael Myers is going to sound like?
Yeah, Michael Myers, you've never heard his voice before, but it's going to sound something like, hey guys, bad idea. Bad idea number 2.
Your coined phrase of boo, bad idea number 2 was something repeated by the cameraman throughout all of shooting.
Hell yeah.
Boo, bad idea number 2.
I love that was a thing. I'm happy to see it on air. But Tommy, you also have a huge debut coming very soon. And
yes, and
Patreon.
An announcement. So yeah,
yes,
your vocals just got a little bit, but yeah, I'm putting out an EP of original Christmas music. It's called "I Think I'm Starting to Like Christmas." It's going to be out in a couple weeks, and if you're on the Patreon, or you should sign up for the Patreon, I'm going to debut all 6 songs in a special episode with Tom on Friday, and he will rate them and break my heart.
hey, Christmas will break your heart. very excited.
If he breaks your heart, put those 6 songs 10 times on a TV and give it 10.
Oh, that's a great idea. Really quick for the people, if I do put this on YouTube, I just want to show you my eye real fast. This is the sneak peek for you freaks out there who were into this sort of shit.
Look at that. Huh?
Oh, man.
Give me a good look at it.
Oh, man. Yeah, it looks bad.
Yeah, it's bad. My eye's bad. And Shane Torres is to blame. So cancel him. Cancel Andy. And all right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks so much, Andy. This was a great time.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Tommy and Tommy.
Thank you, Andy.
We will see you guys next week. Keep it crispy. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.